Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your wash. And here he is, the one fellow who knows who Miss Hush is. You're a Truth or Consequences man, Ralph Edwards. And greetings, party players. How does you do?
Well, Ralph, since you asked us, we does fine. We does right down the wash line, cause...
This is one of the best informed audiences in radio, Harlow.
Sure. Really, I wonder if they're well informed enough to know who Miss Hush is. We'll hear the voice of Miss Hush in a few minutes and announce the biggest prizes in radio. At the microphone now, we have a lady and a gentleman. How do you do? Will the lady tell me her name, please?
Fiona Wilson.
Mrs. Wilson?
Miss Wilson.
You're having trouble
with
a hat.
You're getting me a husband.
What's
and
that?
You have to get me a husband if you call me Mrs.
Please, let's don't go into that, Mrs. Miss Wilson, I'm sorry.
That's right.
Would you move the brim of your hat back and let this man in a little? Oh, it took all the hair off of you. Oh, it was there off before you came up the microphone. I'm glad. I thought the hat had done it. Mrs. Wilson, Miss Wilson, where are you from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Been out here long?
3 months.
What do you do in Cleveland?
Oh, direct pageants and so and so.
A seamstress, so.
No.
Mr.
Parade.
Mr.
Bill Bruin. Bill Bruin.
Ralph Edwards. Yes. good to see you. How did you make out in your game today, Mr. Bruin?
Oh, no game today.
Oh, that's the UCLA group there. Yes, that's fine. All right, now, here's the... do you ever go to any of the UCLA games?
I do indeed, yes.
California
yes.
games?
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. What finally happened there in the Cal game? It was... Cal was a little behind there, my good old alma mater, but Southern Cal was ahead. How do you do? Now, here's a question for you. Miss it, and we'll have the consequences, okay?
Okay.
Okay, listen very carefully. What do you do, Mr. Bruin?
I'm a meat cutter when I'm working, but no work now.
No meat, huh?
No meat. Price is too high.
Yeah. Shall we get on? Mr. H.L. Murray of Buffalo, New York, wants to know, you work here in...
In Hollywood.
Yes, before that you lived in...
Boston. Boston, Mass, and Stanford, Maine.
Yes. And you were brought up as a boy in Stanford?
In Maine, yes.
And you were brought up as a girl in...
In Athens, Ohio.
You commuted, probably.
That's...
Cincinnati. Where is it?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Question. Why is a ship called a she? Truth or consequences? Miss Wilson, Mr. Bruin. Mr. H.L. Murray of Buffalo, New York. Sent that in. Oh, Buffalo. We'll be calling on you in a minute. Why is a ship called a she? It's always on the lookout for boys. Wilson, you should have known about that. What'd you say?
I was in submarines for 7 years.
Is that so? You finally got out. All right. Truly, that's wonderful, Mr. Bruin. And we're always happy to salute the Submarine Corps grand group. All right, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequences. We'd like the two of you to take part in a little drama, okay?
Okay.
Pageants and right up your alley.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. What kind of pageants do you put on in Cleveland?
Oh, big parades and historical pageants. And,
yes.
And state affairs.
Yes. Telling how Cleveland came
that's
into the
right,
state.
That's right.
All right. Now, Mr. Bruin, you will play the part in this drama of Pinky Heffer-Pfeffer. Will you say that once for me?
Pinky Heffer-Pfeffer.
That's
Heffer-Pfeffer?
Yes, that's good. Don't say it toward me. Just say it there. All right. Pinky Heffer-Pfeffer, an officer in His Majesty's service in the mythical kingdom of Zud. That does spell backwards, you understand. Now, while you, Miss Wilson, will portray the most beautiful woman spy of all time, Penelope Putterpane. You say that one.
Penelope Putterpane.
And you say...
Penelope Potterpane.
Yes, you're doing all right. You will have to direct that toward the audience, though. All right. Now, since the scene... Mr. Bruin. Since the scene calls for the two of you to be seated at a secluded restaurant having dinner, here are two crackers. There you are. It's an intimate place, you understand. Now, put them in your mouth, will you, please, Miss Wilson? That's it. And Johnny Pollock, turn on the microphone. We'll walk over to the little table that we have here. That's it. Will you start eating your crackers, Miss Wilson? How's it taste? All right?
Fine.
Good. How are you doing here, Mr. Bruin?
I'll try.
Well, I think you need a little more. Put a few more in your mouth. That's out my finger. All right now. How do you say?
A little dry.
Oh, that's all right. The play is a little dry, too. You been all right?
Very awesome.
Yes, just like the pageants, isn't it?
Very awesome.
Yes, very awesome. All right. Now, does this put you in the mood?
Put me here somewhere.
That's it. All right. Now we're all set to go. Let's hear how Pinky Hepperpfeffer. Here are the words to your play. Let's hear how Pinky Hepperpfeffer would resist the charms of that glamorous spy, Miss Penelope Cutterpane, in the stirring drama. Here is your script. A little mood music, please, Buddy Cole, and we'll begin. Get ready. Okay, Penelope, you speak first.
Again, Officer Hepperpfeffer. Don't be an old fuss budget. Pass over the players to former.
Penelope, I cannot. You are too solo political. Hopefully, Payne Jesus deserves a part of what?
Yes. Don't look now, but cracker shrapnel just wiped out the first two rows here. You're both forgetting your dinner. Here, two more crackers for each of you. That's it. Continue. I didn't get it.
Boy!
I got it that time. Plenty. Thank you very much. All right. Now, go ahead.
Oh, Pinky, I suppose you plan to take those fine plans back to Fort Sprinkle Settler.
Yes, Penelope.
Looks just like a snowstorm in there.
That's a super fail in this city. These personal private papers must be presented to the prince tonight.
Yes. Oh,
very good, and the prince. I hope they stay in, too. Thanks for that crackling performance, Miss Wilson and Mr. Bruin, so that you both will not forget tonight's dramatic effort. For 12 months at least, you will get a year's supply of various crackers, Cheez-Its, Hi-Ho crackers, and Crispy crackers, and a carton of each to every close relative, no matter where they are. Do you have a close relative?
Oh, yeah, back in Cleveland.
Yes, well, that's as close as you can get right now. And just make out a list. Here, too, is $10 a piece consequence money and a big red box that does. Thank you, and happy consequences! Does nominates this week's dishpan duster. She's Mrs. Floyd Knickerbocker, 303 Helen Street, Rochester, Michigan.
Smart dozing, Mrs. Knickerbocker. You've does covered. Does everything in your dishpan, too. From fast action on pans to gentle action on hands. You know, folks, ounce for ounce, does gives you more suds than any strong granulated soap. Real soap suds that stand up till the last dish is done. And changing to does from those soaps can mean real care for hands, too. Can mean softer, smoother hands. So does your dishes. Does everything.
Does it, Harlow Wilcox. You bet your boy. Hi,
night, Harlow. All right?
Hi, Ralph.
Oh,
great. Good voice.
Great
week, eh?
Great.
How are you? Fine, and I'll tell you why. It's time to hear the results of one of the most unusual consequences the Truth or Consequences has ever had. For the past 4 weeks, our very good-natured contestant, Mr. John Early of Tennessee, has been performing a series of dares that you listeners have sent in. One listener even dared Mr. Early to marry her, but as we anticipated, Mr. Early refused. So we promised to give him another chance. The other chance we felt would be even more impossible than the first. It was a dare sent in first by Miss Fanny Bell Holler of Columbus, Ohio, and she dared Mr. Early to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Now, we gave Mr. Early an envelope with a dare written inside of it last week on Truth or Consequences and said for him to be at the place mentioned in the dare this week. We didn't give him a chance last week to open the letter and hear his reactions. We definitely felt he'd refuse, though. The $1,500 would still be intact, and we would further dangle him in suspense. However, we found out during the week that Mr. Early did make use of his ticket to Niagara Falls and that he fully expects us to tune him in there tonight. Remember, the dare is for him to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Our NBC outlet in Buffalo, New York, station WBEN, has forewarned us that we probably will have to eat our words and lose the $1,500 to Mr. Early. Now, don't ever let it be said that Mr. Early doesn't have courage and wit. We know his decision, and to let you hear firsthand whether or not he's going over Niagara Falls in a barrel, we take you now to Niagara Falls and to our announcer friend, Marshall Dane, standing near the falls, who will give us a firsthand description of Mr. John Early's activities. Come in, Marshall Dane, at Niagara Falls.
Okay, Ralph Edwards, and greetings, everybody, from one of the seven wonders of the world, Niagara Falls, above Buffalo on the Canadian border in New York State. Well, Ralph Edwards, I'm afraid you're going to lose your $1,500. Mr. John Early, your laughing contestant from Tennessee, has decided to really go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Mr. Early arrived in Buffalo at station WBEN this week and enlisted the aid of our staff men to help him pull off this unbelievable stunt. Mr. Early started up the great Niagara River just a few minutes ago in a barrel. He says he is going over Niagara Falls in this barrel. Our NBC engineers up here have very ingeniously worked out a shortwave microphone setup through which we can hear Mr. Early speaking from inside the barrel as he heads up the river for Niagara Falls. So hang on to your hat and open up your pocketbook, Brother Edward. Here we go to the man who is out to beat you. Here we go to John Early, who already is on his way to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Take it away, John Early, inside the barrel.
Here I am. Hello, everybody. Hello, Ralph Edwards. You thought I wouldn't do it, didn't you? Well, I'm inside the barrel on my way over Niagara Falls. I can see the Great Falls in front of me already. I am in a... I want to tell you, they sure look beautiful from this airplane that I'm flying in over Niagara Falls. I'm sitting in a very nice barrel in a big DC-3 Capital liner. That Capital Airlines won't be just kidding with you. I sure want to thank Capital Airlines for letting me go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. Now we're directly over Niagara Falls. There, I just went over the falls. And by God, you can't say I didn't do it. I'll be back in Hollywood Monday morning to collect my $1,500. I will, devil! Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, that son of a gun! In an airplane! Went over Niagara Falls in a barrel in an airplane. He got me worse than Dusty Rhodes did. Well, I can't deny it. Mr. John Early went over Niagara Falls in a barrel, even if it was in the cabin of a Capital Airline DC-3, hundreds of feet above Niagara Falls. I told you that there was something to anticipate, and that's what it was. Well, we'll welcome him with open arms when Mr. Early returns to collect his prize. We'll be in Chicago, but he won't know that. And while we're at it, we'll send Miss Fanny Bell Holler of Columbus, Ohio, a 72-piece set of fine art sterling silver for being at the top of the list with the Niagara Falls Dare. All's well that ends well, and brother, Mr. Early sure fixed me. That's all right. He went over Niagara Falls in a barrel, all right. In a barrel in an airplane. Harlow, take this big red box of Dove's down to some lady in the audience and tell her it's still the only wash day soap of its kind, will you? From the roughest and the toughest to the whitest and the brightest, Dove's does everything.
I'll take it, and it does.
Good. Incidentally, maybe it's a good thing we're all going to Chicago for 2 weeks with Truth or Consequences. We hope to see you all at the Chicago Theater for 2 weeks. Several shows a day, beginning this Thursday, October 30th, with Truth or Consequences. The opening day has been put up a day. Thursday will open there. Oh, my. Well, let's have at the microphone, please. Gentlemen, we asked for doctors in our audience this evening. And here we have a very wonderful-looking doctor, I believe. How do you do, sir? What is your name?
Dr. Lazard.
How do you do, Dr. Lazard? Welcome to Truth or Consequences,
Thank
sir.
You.
Now, how long have you been practicing, doctor?
Oh, 50 years.
Have you, sir? Well, there certainly have been remarkable advancements in the field of medicine and surgery since the horse and buggy days, haven't there, Doctor?
They have.
Indeed. Where are you from, sir?
Los Angeles, California.
Born and
raised? Yes. Born and raised.
Indeed, I have. Dr. Lazard. Capital L-A, capital Z-A-R-D. Is that right?
Capital L-A-Z-A-R-D.
All one word.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, did you use a horse and buggy in the old days?
I did.
Right here in right where Los Angeles used to
yes.
be?
Yes. Yes,
that would be interesting to hear
yeah.
about. Well, Dr. Lazard, the United States is justly proud of the yeoman service performed by the medical profession during the last war, both in the armed forces and on the home front. Truly, all of us can be grateful to the medical profession. Now, I'm going to have a question here for you. Miss it, and we'll have a little consequence for a doctor. We have doctors and lawyers and bankers and everybody else on Truth or Consequences from time to time. Name three modes of passenger travel named after their inventors. Truth or Consequences, Dr. Lazard.
I don't know.
Three modes of travel? That got me, too, Doctor. Pullman, Zeppelin, and Hansom. Yes, that's a handsome man, that last fellow.
You said it.
Sir?
You have it on the paper.
That's how I know. Otherwise, how would I know, Doctor? Dr. Lazard, I bet you've delivered many babies in your day, right?
A few, yes.
I bet you have. Would you like to say how many or take a guess?
Oh, about 3,000.
That's enough to populate a big city, isn't it?
Somewhat.
We call it Lazard City, or something. Well, for your consequence tonight, we want you to relive the old days. We want you to pretend that you've just delivered three babies. It's been a busy morning for you. We'd like to have three men in our audience come up on stage and pretend they're the three babies that have just been born. Any three men come up that want to. There's three. Here comes Paul. That's it. All right, I'll take this one. These three here are all right. These four. Thanks, Tom. Okay. Now, sir?
They're too big to spank.
They're too big to spank. No, they aren't, Doctor, because that's just about going to be what your consequence is. How do you do, gentlemen? How are you?
Pretty good.
Thanks for helping us out here.
Fine.
How are you tonight, sir?
Just fine.
I'd like to have you meet Dr. Lazard.
How do you do?
Yes. Now, Doctor, here are the three men who will pretend that they are babies that you've just delivered. Now, we've seen in movies how Doctor always sort of slap their babies to get them started. So we'll hang you three men upside down against this backboard here. If you will, please, gentlemen, just get over there. And so the doctor can slap you just as if you were getting born. You know, come on now. We'll help you there. That's it. Stand on your hands. We'll pull your feet up in the air. That's it. Now, how about you? All right. Yes, you get over, too. All right. Now, you just go. You say the same things that might come into your head. There they are. Looks like some grade A prime ribs hanging in there.
What did you cry?
What do you say?
That's an awful start in life to take a beating like that.
Yeah. What about this fellow now, Doctor? What do you say to him?
Can he spank?
Take it easy. I'm just a young kid.
He's breathing all right.
He's breathing all right. All right. Now, Dr. Lazard, let's get over here.
How about this one?
Take it easy, Dr. My keys in my pocket.
He was born with pants on, I guess, with the keys in the pocket there. All right. A Yale man, maybe. All right. There you are. Now, this sort of brings back old memories, doesn't it, Doctor?
Somewhat.
Yes. All right. Babies, you can straighten up there. Doesn't it seem as though you've done this once before, Doctor?
A few times.
Yes. Do any of these men look familiar to you at all?
I couldn't recognize them.
No, they... Yes. Huh? You should know them. You brought every one of them into this world more than 30 or 35 years ago.
Well, I should recognize them.
Now, wait a minute here. Let's find out. What does this gentleman say?
Herb Margolin.
Yes.
That name's familiar to me.
Herb Margolin. Well, you just saw him at one time in your life, I think. Was it just the once that you saw the doctor?
I don't remember seeing him, really.
Yes, of course. Well, it was so young. And your name, sir?
Melvin Margolin.
Yes.
And yours, sir?
Hyman Solomon.
Yes.
Solomon's I've known, too.
Solomon's you've known. What is your occupation, Solomon?
The meat business.
Same old stand, you see. All right, now. Now, what about you?
Traveling salesman.
Yes.
Salesman.
Well, there you are. I can understand why you didn't recognize them. They were dressed differently then, and you can see how one man can be responsible for so many lives. Now, if you're wondering how we worked this out, Doctor, let me clear it up. Your wife and nurse, Miss Shaw, cooperated with us. And remember these men, whom you knew as little yowling infants.
They did.
Yes, they did. Now, do they look... What's that?
I'll have to talk to them about
Yes, indeed. Well, you can get together and talk over old times at a special dinner at King's Famous Restaurant here in Hollywood. The baby's wives and your wife will join you. Also, here's a 14-carat, 21-jewel bull of a watch for you, Doctor, and a watch apiece for the men. Thank you all for giving us a wonderful consequence. Again, here's our thanks to the doctors of America. Good night, Dr. Lazard. Thank you, gentlemen. Now it's time for the new... Isn't he a wonderful fellow? Fine, dignified gentleman of his profession. Now it's time for the new Miss Hush contest for the March of Dimes. Although the actual March of Dimes campaign doesn't start until January, we're getting our Hush contest off to an early start. No need to tell you what last year's Mrs. Hush with Clara Bow did for the Infantile Paralysis Fund. Over $500,000 were contributed by you wonderful, warm-hearted friends who were anxious to join in the fight against polio. Now we'll give you folks at home just a minute to get your thinking caps on, and in that time I'm going to ask Harlow Wilcox a question. Did you interview that lady I sent you to, Harlow, there?
Brother, you picked a woman with a real wash day problem.
I know, the other day there. She has 7 kids.
Not only that, she has bath towels, sheets, overalls, prints, and stripes. And when I told her does is one soap for everything in a wash like that,
she couldn't believe it, eh?
No, she couldn't. But I explained that does is different. Different from any other leading package soap sold for wash day. Even gives you more suds, ounce for ounce. Real soap suds with cleaning power to get work clothes shining clean, white things gloriously white. Yet this same amazing does is safer for the newest, brightest colors you want.
That's my boy.
I, Ralph, I even left her a box of does to try.
Wait, what happened?
She called today and said, hooray, does really does everything.
Nice dozen, Harlow.
You know, folks, more and more women everywhere are choosing does these days. So, folks, first chance you get does. From the roughest and toughest.
the whitest and brightest. Does everything.
That it does. That it does. Harlow Wilcox. I see the doctor back there talking over old times with the three boys. Oh, he's really happy now. Now stand by for the voice of Miss Hush, a well-known American Miss. Listen to her voice now, speaking from somewhere in the United States, and then we'll tell you how to enter the Miss Hush contest and be eligible for the first 2 weeks' giant jackpot of prizes. So far, the prizes amount to a 1947 Buick Super Convertible from the Howard Automobile Company, a complete Bendix home laundry with washer, dryer, and mangle, a round-trip ticket for two from any place in the United States via United Airlines Mainliner 300 across the Pacific to Honolulu, and a suite of rooms for a two-week vacation at the Matson Lines world-famous Royal Hawaiian Hotel, all expenses paid. To that, we have added a $2,000 Columbia house trailer, completely equipped with separate bedroom, stove, and refrigerator from the Glendale Columbia Trailer Company, a $1,000 diamond and ruby Bulova wristwatch, and an RCA Victor Crestwood radio phonograph combination, plus a new 1948 RCA Victor television receiver and a library of 100 Red Seal and popular records. Now, listen, here it is. Listen to the voice of Miss Hush, and then hear how to become eligible for these Dream World prizes. Attention, here is Miss Hush.
Second for Santa Claus. First for me, 13 for Reese, 7 for tree. Bring me an auto, a book, and a ball, and I'll say Merry Christmas in spring, not in fall.
Who is it? You'll hear again in a moment the voice of Miss Hush. Now, here is how you can become eligible for the prizes and at the same time help the March of Dimes Epidemic Aid Fund to fight polio epidemics in your community next summer. Eligibility for participation in the contest is not contingent upon your contribution, but you can assist in bringing the prize of good health to those afflicted and at the same time be eligible for a treasure of prizes yourself. If you think you know whose voice it is, finish this sentence in 25 additional words or less. We should all support the March of Dimes because... And place your entry with your contribution, if you please, to the March of Dimes in an envelope addressed to Miss Hush, Hollywood, California. Make sure your name and address and telephone number are printed plainly on the upper right-hand corner of the paper upon which your entry is written. Do not include the name of Miss Hush in your entry. The March of Dimes, again, has selected three prominent citizens to act as final judges. They are Federal Judge J.F.T. O'Connor, Mr. Roy Nasker, head of the L.A. County Chapter of the National Foundation of the March of Dimes, and Dr. Veerling Kersey, superintendent of the Los Angeles City Schools. Now, these judges will select the first, second, and third best entry from the best entries chosen by the March of Dimes judging staff. Entries will be judged for sincerity, originality, and aptness of thought. All entries and ideas therein become the property of Truth or Consequences. None will be returned. Any resident of the United States may compete, except employees of Truth or Consequences, NBC, Procter & Gamble, their advertising agencies, and their families, and my mother and my children. The address again, Miss Hush, Hollywood, California. As stated last week, all entries received by October 27th will be entered in the first week's contest, and thereafter entries will be entered in each week's contest as received. Enter as often as you please. However, only one entry to an envelope. Now, here's how it works. You've heard the voice of Miss Hush. You'll hear her again in just a moment. And then on the Truth or Consequences show next week, we will telephone the entrant who submitted the best entry in the opinion of the judges. If you are that person, and if you're by your telephone, you will be asked to tell us the name of the well-known Miss whose voice you've just heard. My conversation with you and your answer in identifying Miss Hush will be transcribed. If you're correct, you will win the giant jackpot. If you're wrong, the sender of the second best entry will be called. And if the second is wrong, the writer of the third best entry will be telephoned. The same procedure will be followed each week until the voice of Miss Hush is identified. The contest terminates when one of the entrants identifies Miss Hush. The prizes by that time may have mounted to unbelievable heights. Already there's something to dream about. Enter each weekly contest as often as you choose, however, only one entry to an envelope. And remember to include a money contribution, if you please, for the March of Dimes in each envelope. Give from your heart, folks. Harlow, would you like to give the reminders?
Right, Ralph. If you are not at your phone for any reason when we call you on the broadcast, you automatically will be eliminated. And this is important. Do not include the name of the woman you believe to be Miss Hush in your entry. Remember, finish the statement, we should all support the March of Dimes because, in 25 additional words or less, and mail with your name, address, and telephone number printed plainly in the upper right-hand corner of your entry paper to Miss Hush,
Hollywood, California.
It's important, thank you, Harlow. It's important to remember that you listeners in the Eastern Time Zone will be called at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Those in the Central Time Zone will be called at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Those in the Mountain Time Zone at 6:30 Mountain Time. And you listeners in the Pacific Time Zone will be called at 5:30 Pacific Time. Each Saturday during the contest, the calls will be made at the same time. All entrants called during the contest will be allowed only one answer to the identity of Miss Hutch. If no one is correct one week, three more fabulous prizes will be added to the jackpot the following week. Now listen, here she is again, Miss Hush, speaking from somewhere in the United States. Miss Hush, would you recite the jingle clues again, please?
Gladly, Mr. Edwards. Second for Santa Claus. First for me. 13 for Reed. 7 for tree. Bring me an auto, a book, and a ball, and I'll say Merry Christmas in spring, not in fall.
Thank you, Miss Hush. Who is it? I'm going to give the jingle again. Listen. Second for Santa Claus. First for me. 13 for wreath. 7 for tree. Bring me an auto, a book, and a ball, and I'll say Merry Christmas in spring, not in fall. Now, next week, we'll hear from Miss Hush again and make our first phone call. Get your letter in immediately and become eligible for the giant jackpot, which already amounts to a 1947 Buick Super Convertible, the complete Bendix home laundry, a round-trip ticket for two via United Airlines Mainliner 300 to Honolulu, and a suite of rooms for 2 weeks' vacation at the Matson Lines world-famous Royal Hawaiian Hotel, all expenses paid, a $2,000 Columbia House trailer, a $1,000 Diamond and Ruby Bulova wristwatch, and an RCA Victor radio phonograph combination, plus a new 1948 RCA Victor television receiver and a library of 100 Red Steel and popular records. Listen in next week on Truth or Consequences for Miss Hush. Who is she? Well, how does you do? It's our Happy Goodazzy Singers with their merry washing machine.
Hello.
Put Daz in your washing machine.
Work clothes come out oh so clean.
White, color things bright.
D-U-Z does everything.
From the roughest and the toughest to the whitest and the brightest.
No soap quite like does before.
Does is different, does more.
When you does your washing thing.
D-U-Z does everything. D-U-Z.
I'm going to whistle that sometime. That was sensational, kid. And the grand prize winner tonight was Dr. Lazar. $25 savings bond. Next week is National Radio Week, ladies and gentlemen. A good time to think of the great pleasure radio brings to your life every week throughout the year. This is Ralph Edwards sending you dozens of good washes. And until next week, when we greet you from Chicago, see you for 2 weeks at the Chicago Theater, several shows a day beginning this Thursday, and make our first call for a Miss Hush winner next Saturday on Truth or Consequences. Good night, everybody!
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does. Ralph Edwards' Truth or Consequences came to you from Hollywood, Buffalo, and Miss Hush's Hideaway.